Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, Will. That's right. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 11th day of April, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 48 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 49 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's overcast. It's supposed to start raining and turn into snow for tomorrow. Ugh. Just go away, but, oh man, this is how it is. This is how winter goes out in the high Cascades. Let's see what we have on the itinerary for today. Trump tells Russia, get ready for U.S. missiles striking Syria. What? I think they're getting ready, and I don't think this is going to go well if they do what they're going to do. Maybe it's time for a world war. They haven't been able to sell their shit in quite a while. Anyways, we're going to look at it as soon as we return from these words from Drockton Bullion and Coin.
We're going to talk about true wholesale pricing. So this is one of the largest online retail sellers of gold and silver. So notice we're looking at the 1 ounce American Eagle right here, priced as low as $18.76. We go a little lower though, and we see that in order for you to get that price, you have to buy over 500 ounces of silver to get to $18.76. If you're only buying 1 to 20, you're going to be paying $19.76. And if you buy up to 100, you pay $19.46. If you buy up to 499, you pay $19.16. So the only way you're going to get $18.76 is if you are buying at least 500 ounces. So this is another competitor. I want to show you this. Again, one of the major sellers of gold and silver on the internet. Now take a look at this. If you're going to buy 1 to 19 ounces, you're going to pay $19.77 per ounce. $19.77. And if you're going to pay or do 100, you're going to be paying $19.47. Now let me show you what true wholesale pricing is going to do for you. So right here, do you see that number? $18.07 per ounce. That is what you're going to pay with the Drockton Bullion Wholesale Club. Not $19.77, not $18.87. You're going to pay $18.07 per ounce. That's cost. That's true cost. You need to take a look at this, because here's the thing. If you buy 20 ounces today and you didn't do it through my wholesale club, you just overspent. Because you just spent $34 more than you had to. Time to save money, my friends. Come to DrocktonBullion.com. Let me show you what our wholesale pricing could do for you. This is
bringing you the word from the trenches. Please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Trump tells Russia, get ready for U.S. missiles striking Syria. You guys ready? I mean, maybe it's a world war. I mean, they've tried everything and it's gotten thrown back in their face. Maybe it's time. This is from NPR. It was sent in by Angel for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. President Trump had a ready retort to a Russian threat to shoot down any U.S. missile in Syria. Get ready, Russia, because they will be coming nice and new and smart. I mean, warmongering, scumbags, sons of bitches. I mean, you got Russia over there and you got, the United States over there. You got all these goddamn internationals over there in this place where nobody has no goddamn business. But then again, that's how world wars start, isn't it? Trump tweeted that news early Wednesday. Trump tweeted that news early Wednesday and added, "You shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills his people and enjoys it. All of us retards are in on this. And we know that's the truth." Man, this is such bullshit, and everybody knows it's such bullshit. But, hey, like I said, well, look at Pearl Harbor. All these years later, everybody knows what happened at Pearl Harbor. It was a goddamn setup for a world war. And remember the Maine. Don't forget the Maine. And the Gulf of Tonkin, all the goddamn false flags. And I mean, hey, man, lots of people get killed. The people who did the goddamn dirty deed in the dark rooms in the back alleys, they survive and make billions and trillions of dollars off of it, don't they? In response, Russian Foreign Minister spokeswoman Maria Zakharova wrote on her Facebook page, "Smart missiles should fly towards terrorists, not the legitimate government, which has been fighting against international terrorism in its territory for several years," according to a translation by state-run TASS Media. Zakharova also said a missile strike could destroy evidence of chemical weapons. Maybe that's the idea. Get one stroke, get a war going, or perhaps cover up the lack of such evidence. Oh, they wouldn't do that, would they? God, this is so blatant. I mean, this isn't like World War II. This isn't like Pearl Harbor. This is goddamn blatant right in your face, and there isn't nobody that doesn't know that. It's just like we're going to just go through the motions like we always had, and we're going to get away with it again. This is why it keeps occurring time and time again. That's why the war to end all wars didn't end shit, because, hey, there was no consequences to the sons of bitches who orchestrated it for profit. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, Trump's warning of an international military strike contradicts his earlier criticism of President Barack Obama's action. I love the way they play this bullshit game, too. You know, he lied. Of course he lied. They all lie. And I've seen somebody, I think it was a caption. It was like Trump was a pig and Netanyahu was riding him. And one of the dumb fucks came up and, "Well, at least it ain't Hillary." God, blow your fucking brains out, will you please? You are a worthless waste of air. It wouldn't be, there ain't no goddamn difference. It's just what figurehead, what meat puppet they put up there in front of you. God, you fucking retards. He's doing exactly what he criticized Obama for doing. Mara said on Morning Edition, he said earlier this week, "We'll tell you what we do after the fact." He's often said he doesn't like to broadcast in evidence or in advance of what he would do. And you know, what is this? This is like the argument on guns. Only the criminals will have guns in. Hey, how about this? You have no proof that anything happened, and you're going to try and send millions of Americans into a fucking meat grinder, you dirty toupee-wearing, two-faced son of a bitch. Judge and jury, you are America's president. What the fuck are you doing over there in the Middle East starting World War III then, you son of a bitch? You think that's to our Americans' interest? You baby murdering bastard, you've killed more than Assad ever thought about. Or at least this country has. Under different dictators. We'll tell after the fact. He doesn't broadcast in advance what he would do in terms of military strikes. But here he is, taunting Vladimir Putin, just like he did when he tweeted to Kim Jong-un, "My button's bigger than yours." Oh, this whole goddamn thing is, this is like a retard soap opera, a patent place, a retard patent place soap opera. Is what this shit is. Oh, he's taunting Putin. Or like our WFW. This is wrestling. Mine's bigger than yours. Oh, it is not. Goddamn retard. You all do. Man, there is such a small bunch of these people. It's such a small collective of these people that are screwing all the rest of us, man. It is disgusting that we haven't wiped their asses off the face of this planet yet. I swear it is. Well, I mean, just a handful. They're not, I mean, God, if you put them all, you put all the decent people who would just live and let live and be left alone, and you just put this little, I mean, it would be, you'd have need a microscope to look at it. But yet the son of a bitches are manipulating, because that's what they do. Trump changed his tone in another tweet that was posted some 40 minutes later, calling for a better relationship with Russia. Our relationship with Russia is worse now than it was, it has ever been, ching ching. And that includes the Cold War, ching ching, Trump said. There is no reason for this. Russia needs us to help with the economy, something that would be very easy to do, and we need all nations to work together. Stop the arms race. What the bullshit? Bullshit. Get your ass into the, I mean, it's like Obama. Well, the same thing with Trumpy. They're going around the goddamn world. I'm the president of the United States, and I mean, that's what they claim. I'm here for you, the people. The people of the United States. You lying international piece of trash shit. And I'll tell you, anybody that speaks well or supports that dirty treasonous piece of shit deserves to hang by the neck until they are fucking dead. Of course, we're going to take Syria, Lebanon, and then Jordan, and then Iran. That's what the Jewish masters over in Tel Aviv have ordered. Only they're not my master. And that dirty son of a bitch sitting in Washington, D.C. isn't my master. But start a world. I mean, when they do this, I'll tell you what, anybody that goes and fights for this shit, for this international shit, you are a traitor to your people. We need to fight, and there's no doubt about it. But by God, the fight's right here on our own soil. Over there meddling in something across the ocean. Like I said, this. Why the chemicals? Because there was nothing between us and Syria to bind them to us or us to them. There was no interest in it for our country. That's why the Jews had to manipulate and put everything. Well, there's gas over there. They created this bullshit. He didn't never use no gas. They had to create that so that they would have to sign a piece of paper, because it's just like with the Indians in the goddamn contracts they called treaties. There has to be something there that we can say you violated so that we can come up with an excuse, because the fact is, under international law, we are invaders over there. We are a goddamn empire invading a small country in the Middle East over there. We have 2,000 troops in Syria, and that, without the Syrian people's permission, without the Syrian government's permission, that is invasion, people. Oh, no, that's just an occupying force and for peace thing, and to kill ISIS who we're supporting. Oh, I see. Trump unleashed his counter-threat hours after Russia's ambassador to Lebanon warned that his country will shoot down any U.S. missile fired at Syria in a punitive strike on Damascus, on the Damascus regime, over its alleged use of chemical weapons. If there is a strike by Americans, then the missiles will be downed, and even the sources from which the missiles were fired. They fire those. They're telling you, if you fire them from a ship, that ship's getting fired on. Is this what we should be dying by the fucking millions for those dirty kike motherfuckers over there in goddamn Israel. Those Khazar, dirty son of a bitchin' little baby rapin' bastards. This is what we're looking at, people. And I think that, you know, this could very well happen, because you look at it. They went for gun control, man. I'll tell you what, he had to dodge and Bob and dodge, and everybody said, fuck you, we're not gonna do it. And then, you know, everything that he's trying to push, he's been busted. That this is an invasion. This is a reoccupation. They want a slave force here to manufacture our raw materials right here instead of shipping them over to the slave states around the world. It's all falling apart on them. They have been completely exposed. Israel out there shooting people, unarmed people, 200 yards from the goddamn fence that they call their property line where they invaded another country, shooting unarmed people right on goddamn TV for you to watch. They're busted. They need us. They want to start a goddamn war, and let's go, them goddamn Russians. I'm going to go and look. Boy, they did something terrible. A false flag. Boy, it's coming, people. A false flag, because there has to be some righteous indignation, that just like that phony shit of 9/11. Everybody, man, remember going down in the interviews with them, and I went straight down and enlisted. Well, you're a fucking moron then. How about that? You care about this goddamn country, you'll join up with some of your brothers and sisters and get ready to fight a goddamn internal war as militia to take this country back and get rid of these goddamn sick-minded son of a bitches, wouldn't ya? The only deterrent to this is us saying, we are not going to go fight nobody for you. You are occupying goddamn force in our country. You are a Vichy government that has been placed here by a one world order, and we're not accepting your shit, and we're sure as hell not going to go fight because you point and say, do it. We're not going to go die for our Jew masters that you have declared to be our Jew masters. In fact, if we want to fire a fucking missile, there's the spot to aim it. That's where the trouble's coming from. They talk about Syria. Syria ain't caused us no kind of problems at all. But what has goddamn Israel done to us? Hey, what about the Liberty? When they attacked one of our ships blatantly, trying to get us into a war with Egypt. Busted, cold-handed. Just like the shit they were doing that whole week, shooting people, those Palestinians down. Well, that's the Jews. That's your masters, man. They can sit, they'll do target practice on your kids, too, when the time comes. If there is a strike on America, then the missiles will be downed and even the sources from which the missiles were fired. Alexander Zaspkin told Hezbollah's Al Manar TV on Tuesday evening, speaking in Arabic, according to religion. He's trying to act like, Russia is nobody to be fucking with, man. All these years when we've been piddle-assing around in the Middle East doing the dirty work of the goddamn Jews, they've been building a real frickin' navy. Think about it. What was the whole idea of mutual assured destruction? There would be no wars. Why? Because we can't defeat Russia. Russia can't defeat us. Why? Because we can both destroy this planet we're on before it happens. It's mutually assured destruction. So, and do you think about these two massive superpowers facing off with one another, and neither one of them can't beat each other. We can destroy the world, and in the middle are those goddamn dirty little snake kikes, those cockroach sons of bitches, and there he is. Yeah, do it. Shoot this one. All the missiles need to be shot at one fucking place, and it's called goddamn Israel. It needs to be turned into one big flat hunk of glass, man. Every one of them exterminate. You sit back and, I have no love for fascism. I've made that clear. But when they come up and go, why do they, everybody want to just kill all the Jews? Well, because you're a bunch of fucking animals. You're like a rabid dog. You need to be put down before you hurt somebody. It's for our safety. NPR's Lama Al-Arain reported from Beirut, reports that Zaspkin said he was quoting Russian President Vladimir Putin. The threat applies not only to the missiles, but to their launch sites. And if they're coming off of ships, well, I guess those ships are targeted. I guess we got to go to war for the fucking kikes over there because they have ordered, because that son of a bitch Netanyahu, our king, has ordered it. That dirty, sleazy snake. However, Zaspkin said that a clash should be ruled out and that Russia was ready to hold negotiations. All this tough talk, I think that they have completely lost control across the board, around the world. People understand what's going on. They understand that little shithole over there in the Middle East called Israel is making misery around the world. Even though they've been kicked out of 190 countries over the goddamn years, those dirty kite bastards have weaseled in and brought people into other countries, as dual citizens and all this shit here to sleaze up another bunch of death for the everybody else but them. They won't die. We will. Unless we figure this shit out and exterminate the goddamn problem once and for all. And that's quite a harsh thing to say. Exterminate them. I'll say it again. They are dangerous. They are that rabid dog. They don't care who they get killed so long as they get what they want and they don't have to get killed themselves. His remarks follows Russia's veto of a U.S. draft Security Council resolution calling for an independent investigation to establish with certainty whether Syria used poison gas against. So there is no certainty here at all, but you're going to fire the missiles, right? Because you've been told to, because, hey, you know what? They do have some pictures of you, don't they, Donald? Where they got you doing it with a poodle? And they're going to bring out the poodle picture, so they play this game. We put on this production. Gee, you're just pro-Israel. That's what it is. You scum. draft Security Council resolution calling for an independent investigation to establish with certainty whether Syria used, by the way, we don't know if they did. We're going to shoot the missiles anyway. Hey, let's err on the side of caution, right? Whether Syria used poison gas against civilians in Douma, none of our goddamn business. Like I said, this isn't a violation of international law. That's why they got that 40 caliber ammo here. You know, you can't use that in any war zone. It'd be kind of like nerve gas. But on your own population, it's, well, they'll come out. I love the way they can, you know, just like replacing our law in this country with their policies. Well, it's an international norm. Tell me, what is a norm, you son of a bitch? What is a norm? That's what you normally do? You normally don't gas your own people, but if you do, it ain't a violation of no international law to begin with. Not to mention the murder that has been committed on the peoples of the Middle East by the United States as acting as proxy for our rulers over in Israel. Man, what hypocrisy. I mean, you take the kids, the little babies. Let's just take little goddamn babies under a year old. Let's just get really gruesome here. Take all of them slaughtered in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Yemen, and in Syria, and in Libya. Take all those little kids and put them in a big pile so everybody can see them, and then put up whatever little pile that you could even try to accuse Assad of killing. Killing one baby's too many, right? And of course, in our righteousness, we're gonna go prosecute, George Bush Jr., Donald Rumsfeld. We're going to prosecute Dick Cheney. We're going to prosecute, well, that goddamn Bolton, who's now your Secretary of State again, right in time for another lie, like the yellow cake uranium to get us another war going, huh? Where those people are going to be prosecuted for the babies they killed. Every baby killed in Iraq, you have no excuse. It was a lie, an admitted lie. You committed genocide on this. All those little babies you killed, you sons of bitches. That was murder. International genocide. And before you get righteous with somebody else, Herr Trump, you are going to see these. Well, no, that's right. You're protecting those goddamn international murderers, aren't you? They won't even leave this goddamn country because they got warrants out for them around the world. You're protecting. The might of the United States protects international baby murderers. And you have the old fucking audacity to come up and say, well, we're going to just attack on them, maybe. Because our Israeli masters tell you to. Donald Trump, you are a piece of shit. You are a puppet piece of shit. Syria has denied that it used poison gas, and it really doesn't matter. It's none of our fucking business, but you know, it's a sick thing to kill kids, but I know these people didn't do it. I know, it's so plain, you'd step back and look at it, there was nothing binding us. They wanted, I mean, when they wanted Obama to shoot love missiles, Obama's sitting there going, I really can't justify this. Even being the international criminal that I am. Even being the international communist scumbag, murdering son of a bitch that I am. I cannot justify this. There's no paper between us. There's no agreements broken. They're not harming our people. If it was even happening, they're harming their own people. We cannot do it. It violates international law. Well, hey, well, you better get some goddamn paper. Well, let's just, well, I'll tell you what. We'll just take some goddamn chlorine gas, because there has been no sarin gas released nowhere, and that's another thing. They've cleared that up, haven't they? Oh, no, that was chlorine gas. Yeah, you want to scream sarin every time. But then you have your white helmets out there handling people, and we all know that one drop of it will kill your ass dead. No hazmat suits on. A production. It blatantly in your face. And that's why you know this is all bullshit. Even the chlorine gas thing, they might have put some. We remember the last time they tried to pull this bullshit on us. What happened here was you had ISIS, you know, American-backed, trained ISIS, and they had a little chemical facility where they were putting together canisters of chlorine gas, and a bomb hit it. And that's how that turned out. What happened? That was chlorine gas. You don't suppose they would have had chlorine gas right there in their last stronghold, do you? To release it, and then the white helmets come in and some little kids gagging and stuff and take some pictures. They killed a few of their own people. Like, those Jews wouldn't sacrifice their own troopers, would they? Their own people? I think they would. President Trump's on Tuesday warned that the United States was prepared to take, quote, forceful action. We have a lot of options, military, he said. Well, one of them better not be shooting a goddamn missile from no ship, because I think those Russians mean what they're saying. And I mean, at this point in the ballgame, when we look back on this after a goddamn bloody ass third world war that, I mean, kills billions, and we'd be looking back on this day and be like, Jesus Christ almighty, and everybody would be like, God, that was blatant. I got to believe that there were a lot of people, and there was, and we know it, because even you watch Tora about Pearl Harbor. And I mean, the dispatches and stuff, and just, man, it just, 2 weeks ahead of time, they knew that the Japanese fleet was headed there. And so they moved all the goddamn aircraft carriers out of Pearl Harbor and left the shit that they were getting ready to mothball that was going to go into the goddamn salvage yards, sitting there to be sunk for a false flag. Duh. I got to believe there were a lot of people that knew it. They didn't have the communication we have. I mean, they could write letters. They could get on radio if they were the right kind of people. Oi. But now, today, there is no excuse for this. There is no excuse. Like I said, they created a piece of paper for this very goddamn reason. I mean, they forced them, I mean, by through manipulation and lies. I mean, later proven that, I mean, the Russians went in and they overseen the removal of all sarin gas. You know where who has stockpiles of sarin gas? The United States. If this shit has been outlawed internationally and you cannot use it in any kind of, actually, the reason that we get to keep our stockpiles, you guys know why? Because they can use it on us. That's why. Because if you use it in any kind of an international conflict, that's a violation of the Geneva Convention. You cannot use it. But you, just like the 40 caliber hollow points they bought 1.5 billion rounds of, can't use those anywhere else but right here at home. On your own people. It'll be against the international norms, but hey, you know what? We got fucking nuclear weapons. We don't have to follow your norms. We're not a little pisshole country over in the Middle East called Syria that this big bully could walk in and for the little shit dog banker bitch Netanyahu and walk in and do his bidding and beat them down for him. Take their shit and give it to our masters. Couldn't do that here, could you? Well, maybe. Anyways, guys, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back after these words from Drockton Bullion and Coin and a tune.
We're going to talk about true wholesale pricing. So this is one of the largest online retail sellers of gold and silver. So notice we're looking at the 1 ounce American Eagle right here, priced as low as $1,876. We go a little lower, though, and we see that in order for you to get that price, you have to buy over 500 ounces of silver to get to $1,876. If you're only buying 1 to 20, you're going to be paying $1,976. And if you buy up to 100, you pay $1,946. If you buy up to 499, you pay $1,916. So the only way you're going to get $1,876 is if you are buying at least 500 ounces. So this is another competitor. I want to show you this. Again, one of the major sellers of gold and silver on the internet. Now take a look at this. If you're going to buy 1 to 19 ounces, you're going to pay $1,977 per ounce. $1,977. And if you're going to pay or do 100, you're going to be paying $1,947. Now let me show you what true wholesale pricing is going to do for you. So right here, you see that number, $18.07 per ounce? That is what you're going to pay with the Drockton Bullion Wholesale Club. Not $19.77, not $18.87. You're going to pay $18.07 per ounce. That's cost. That's true cost. You need to take a look at this because here's the thing. If you buy 20 ounces today, and you didn't do it through my wholesale club, you just overspent. Because you just spent $34 more than you had to. Time to save money, my friends. Come to DrocktonBullion.com. Let me show you what our wholesale pricing could do for you. This is...
from my Carolina home. Had dreams about the West and started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me there. We were digging and sifting from 5 to 5, selling everything we found just to stay alive. Gold flowed free like the whiskey in the bar. Sinning was the big thing, Lord, and sin was a star. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me there.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time. That was the Marshall Tucker Band with Fire on the Mountain. There's going to be fire everywhere. I mean, it's time, people. I mean, they got his, that Georgia Guidestones has to be fulfilled because that is the dictate of the world elite. Back into this article, Russia joined the Syrian civil war to fight alongside Syrian President Bashar Assad in 2015. Although its Security Council veto was expected, Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, said Moscow's decision to stand with its ally Assad amounted to protecting a monster. Oh, really? A monster? What, you mean like the monsters that shoot down innocent people? Goddamn unarmed people with, you know, just rifles sitting there having them a heyday over there in Palestine? The Jews shooting them when they get in within 200 yards of the fence that they put up on the other people's land. Nikki Haley, you know, here it is, bitch born in goddamn India. And, you know, have you noticed that when they come up with all these talk about the this illegal invasion of our country, and these badgers come up, I'm second generation American, you know, and every one of them, second generation, this is what they did. This is why back in the day when they, you know, the founding people of this country, the original American nationals that were formerly British citizens became American nationals because, I mean, they were given this, they were the only generation that was just to be given citizenship. That's why that natural born American, that's what all it should be serving in this goddamn government. You fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth generation Americans, who built the goddamn country? Who's it really belong to? And this is how they infiltrated. This is why they're pushing this goddamn invasion into our country. Oh, he was here yesterday. He's got more rights than you do, and he's going to vote you out of life. Anyway, enough of this sick shit. Sessions to address immigration at the border, sheriff's meeting. And this is from mail.com. It was sent in by Sunfire for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. As thousands of National Guard troops deploy to the Mexican border in a sham of a production because they're not going to do anything but facilitate the invasion into our country and protect the invaders in case somebody might come down there to try to stop it. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions plans to bring his firm stance on immigration enforcement to New Mexico, where a group of Southwest border sheriffs are meeting Wednesday. Sessions will speak in Las Cruces, it looks like, at the Texas Border Sheriffs Coalition annual spring meeting with the Southwestern Border Sheriffs Coalition, which is made up of 31 sheriff's departments from Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California. Their counties are located within 25 miles of the U.S.-Mexico border. Immigrant rights activists promised to protest Sessions' visit on Wednesday as they rejected his past characterization of the border region during a 2017 visit to El Paso as ground zero in the Trump administration's fight against cartels and human trafficking. He treated our home like a war zone, referring to it as ground zero, said Fernando Garcia, first generation American, don't you know? I mean, you think that might be one of the problems with our border is everybody down there talks like this that is supposed to be guarding from the people who talk like this coming into our country? You think that might be the problem? Because I do. And if real Americans, fifth, sixth, seventh generation who can trace their lineage back to the beginning of this country, went down there to say, you're not taking this from us, those son of a bitches would turn their guns on us as sure as I'm sitting here talking to you. Border, ground zero, said Fernando Garcia, first generation American, executive director of the Board Network of Human Rights in El Paso. I guarantee you, heavily funded, not like this broadcast here you're listening to or our website I can trace my first European ancestor that came to this country to 1739. And here I am, all these years later, on the continent my forefathers conquered. And I'm struggling to try to tell the truth to my people out here. This little son of a bitch crossed the border yesterday, and there's millions shuffled right at him, man. Just like that hog down in there in Florida. I mean, you're an international communist. You're second generation international communist in America, man. You're financed. Because this is how they have taken our country over, is through the mammon. Through the monetary system. Rothschild said it. He said, I don't care what the people vote or who makes the laws. As long as I control the currency, I control the goddamn country. And boy, is that true or what? Human Rights El Paso. He was wrong then and he's wrong now. Who gives a shit? It is way past any. This is just like we talk about every time, you know, the bullshit arguments that have nothing to do with nothing. The fact is, you crossed into my goddamn country. You are an invader in my country. You come here to take what's mine and kill me. I got every right in the world to blast your ass right back across that border. El Paso is some 50 miles south of Las Cruces. Sessions' trip to Las Cruces, a city about an hour north of the border, comes as construction begins nearby on 20 miles of steel fencing that officials say is a part of the President Trump's promised wall. Only a goddamn Jew would sell you a barbed wire fence for a wall. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to put up no goddamn wall. This is all just to keep control of the people. Why they finish us off, I'm telling you people. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials have described the new heightened barrier as a structure that will be harder to get over, under, and through than the old post and rail barriers. Well, it wouldn't take much. Barbed wire fence at least has barbs on it, don't it? Barrier as a structure that will be harder to get over and under through and through than the old post and rail barriers that has lined the stretch of the border's El Paso sector. Sessions has issued an order directing federal prosecutors to put more emphasis on charging people with illegally entering or with legal entry, citing a crisis at the border. No, you see, they're playing these games, people, just to pull it this way and pull it that way. No, this is an invasion. It should be declared a goddamn invasion and treated as an invasion. It could be taken care of forthwith. It ain't like the first time we ever threw somebody out of this goddamn country in a hard way, is it? Out of Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California, because we have. And it's like California, you know, they're down there. They're the big invasion state. Goddamn Fremont. And I mean, it was just a couple of battalions. Took out those, I mean, stomped their ass all the way down to Mexico City. This isn't brain surgery. It isn't rocket science. It ain't even a big task. It's just one they are not going to do because it is not the itinerary for their goals. Which is to remove you and me. How did we take California? Well, that Fremont went down there and all the, he rabble-roused with the people who were occupying California. A lot of them were Mexican at the time. All of them were Mexican. In fact, the white ones and the brown ones, they were all Mexicans at the time. And they said, you know, you'd be in the United States a whole hell of a lot better than that little shithole down there in the South. And, we just rabble-rouse and we'll get rowdy here. And, man, I got some troops coming from back east and we're not expanding or anything. We're not, you know, taking anything. But it's going to be for your defense when there's a reason for your defense. When we get enough of it, when we stir up enough shit and then we come down here and we'll bitch stomp these, the Mexican army out of this state and we'll call it the state of California. And it'll be rich and prosperous and it'll be another state in the union to make the country more powerful. That was how they did it. And what are they doing back? The same goddamn thing. They're pumping their people north into California. Now they've got enough down there to where they can have their own little rabble-rousing. And before this shit's over with, make no mistake, it's going to be trading lead. Because we have allowed it. We have allowed our borders to be breached by an enemy that wants to destroy us. And are they armed? Well, hell, if they when they come across, they sure as hell are when they're here. That's why there hasn't been no big, the move on the guns, because they want to have a plenty of guns. The idea was us to have way a plenty of guns and shoot each other. And because communists and Jews, like shit, they don't shoot for themselves. People, you know, they put you in two different camps and tell you, you hate them people, and they tell them, you hate them and you guys need to kill each other. Okay. Oh, did Trump say it? If Trump said it, I'm going to do it. But they can't get the numbers, people. That's the problem. That's why we're looking at World War III. They haven't been able to put us in two camps. They haven't been able to get control of that 75% that doesn't go out there and vote, that hasn't participated in this shit, most of them, none of their lives. Some of the people who came out to vote for Trump had never registered. I mean, and a lot of people. You're talking millions of people who had never registered. They just was, they seen it. They got conned into, oh, this is going to fix it. If everybody comes out, we can do this without violence. Bullshit. And we knew it all along because we've been at the, you know, we've been in the middle of this shit since it began. And we know who our enemy is and what their tactics are. And we knew this was just a ruse to buy time so that they could get more invaders in here. So, I mean, we covered it back when John, you know, we used to cover the fact that we could never be conventionally invaded in this country because of the armed population. Go back to the Japanese and, I can't think of the Admiral Hirohito or some kind of shit, but said there was a rifle behind every blade of grass in this country. We could not be conventionally invaded. They could not get their troops by fighting bullets to bullets into our country. That's what that means. So what do? Well, just put the guns down. And the troops come on in. All these, we watch it every day. And I mean, they took great pains after we pointed this out at the last little, this little caravan to come in here, fighting age men. The fighting age men. No, don't put no uniforms on. No, listen to me now. to put no uniforms on them. We're going to invade it. We're going to just stay right there. And we get the invasion force across. And then just, we got guns here. We got so many guns that we leave crates of them in the alleys in Chicago. That's how many guns we have. And we will just, now they got the guns and they're in here. They did not one shot fired. I mean, they have breached our borders and they're here and they're armed. So you better get ready to fight. Because they aim to take it from you people. Let's see what else we got here. Speaking of firearms, man whose firearms were returned by police after mental hospital stay, now facing gun possession charges. Now, what I'm looking at here, what this article does not say, but what I calculate from what I've been looking at for the past whole year, with this, this restraining warrants, you know, where they can take you in and forcibly make you go into a mental institution to be evaluated. Well, now you've been committed. That is a committal. That is a court-ordered goddamn stay at a mental facility. That's what they're not mentioning in this article, but we're going to look at it and see how they're trying to play this. This is from Fox Horror News. A man who was released from a Mississippi mental hospital where he was sent briefly for acting erratically and after cops found several weapons in his vehicle is now behind bars because he asked for his guns back. Stephen Drew Montana argued that doctors had cleared him of any mental issues. So now this is what they're not saying, because they're trying to play this around, because this is Fox News, and Fox is one of the propaganda tentacles in the propaganda machine for this country, the Ministry of Lies. And, we'll see what's lost here. Stephen Drew Montana argued that doctors had cleared him of any mental issues. So, Pascalugla, police backed by a court order, handed over his seized firearms, an AK-47 and a Glock pistol. Now if they, you know, your goddamn ex-wife, ex-girlfriend, you know, she said, he's dangerous, need to go take his guns out, he's going to hurt somebody or himself, I just know it. And you go, well, you sign a piece of paper? Well, yeah, I'll sign a piece of paper. I don't have to go to court and try to prove any of this, do I? No, we'll just sign a piece of paper. Oh, okay, sure. I want to get that son of a bitch. I hate that son of a bitch. I want to get him. Sign the piece of paper. Now the cops come to your house, and you're sitting there, and the average guy, oh, I'm a good law-abiding citizen. All I got to do is just, I'll go right down there and show him. Ain't nothing wrong with me. And that this woman, she's a woman of scorn, and she's trying to, she calling me problems. And so you go down, and you go down, and you go into the mental institution down there, and you go in, and you talk to the communist psychiatrist who wants your guns. And even the communist psychiatrist can't find, God damn it, man, there's no way, the guy just, we can't, no way we can put this on paper and take his goddamn guns from him. We got to let him go. Hate it, hate as much as you do, but we got to let him go. So no medications prescribed, nothing, no, we can't do it. There's nothing wrong with him. So you go out the door and you go, say, get system work for me, because I'm a law-abiding citizen. And then you go down and you tell the people that took your guns and, say they didn't find nothing wrong with me. It's just that cynical bitch over there, you know, that my ex-wife is wanting to cause me problems. All it was, I want my guns back. Well, we got no paper. God damn it. We got to give him his goddamn guns back. Oh, but there's a glitch here, people. You were forcibly committed to a mental institution, weren't you? A court order put you in a mental institution. It was just for an evaluation, but you were involuntarily committed, weren't you? Boy, how this has come to blossom in just a little while, huh? But Montana 26 is now jailed without bond on federal charges of possessing weapons after being committed to a mental institution, the Sun-Herald of Biloxi reported. Montana's defense attorney, Melvin G. Cooper, said, outrageous, government! This is outrageous. No, it's a fucking violation of the Bill of Rights. It's goddamn high treason. Oh, outrageous. Well, we're going to go in that admiralty court, and we're going to straighten this out. Outrageous government is responsible for the crime, not Montana. And Cooper has asked for the charges to be dismissed. He's getting his, he's had his guns confiscated. He went through their bullshit, And now he's receiving that procedural due process. He's in jail without bond. How do you like it, people? In court documents, Cooper questioned rather Pascalugala, police captain Shannon Broom knew or should have known about Montana's commitment to a mental hospital when his guns were arranged to be released. Of course they knew about it. That's why they took the guns. Somebody went and signed one of these little bullshit things, and see, he federalized that. That's what that dirty son of a bitch Trump did. That's what he signed with that Omnia spending bill. He made that national policy. He wrote it down on a piece of paper, remove due process. This is what happens to a free man when he loses his procedural due process, huh? The bottom line is they never should have touched his fucking guns. And until he had been convicted of something. And he wasn't convicted of something because he hadn't done nothing. But it doesn't matter because, it seems like we've got us a catch-22 going here, doesn't it, people? They can forcibly make you go to a mental institution on the word of a scorned woman or a pissed-off neighbor. Anybody can get you. I mean, just that's your procedural due process now. Of course, it meets standards put in the Bill of Rights, none of the necessities. That is the minimal due process you get is what we see in the Bill of Rights, people. It meets none of it. So let's see the due process here. Let's find out what happened to this guy. Pensacola police haven't commented about the case, or Pensacola. According to the Sun-Herald, Montana, then a welder at Ingalls Shipbuilding, showed up to the shipyard in February 2016 complaining to a security officer that people were stealing from the property. The NCIS officer thought Montana was experiencing some mental issues. However, and his employee badge was taken away, and he was told to leave the property. But Montana came back saying he was being followed and forced to take drugs. I wonder what really was going on here. I mean, they go into no investigation or explanation of what this guy was going through. Hard to tell. You got to remember where you're at, people. Montana was taken to a hospital, and the guns were reportedly found in his truck. Guns are prohibited at Ingalls. Well, you know, if you had some Assad agents trying to set you up for something, they were following you around, you know, like this cruise kid, and you actually told somebody about it. You know, there's people following me around. God damn it, I can't figure this out. Oh, you need to go down to the mental institution. You're seeing things. That's what it is, people. He was probably being set up for a shooting at this goddamn facility. Maybe. But you can't say he wasn't. Because we can't say nothing because there's been no procedural due process. There's been no presentation of evidence. Just, you know, this is just what we feel ought to be done. Taken to a hospital, and his guns were reportedly found in his truck. Guns are prohibited at Ingalls, the state's largest employer and builder of Navy warships. So you have a place here who's running on government contract that, well, you can't have your second article right on that property. You see how far gone we are here, people? Your second article doesn't exist at this place that operates on government contracts. So the government actually, financing this operation, is financing violations of the second article to our People's Bill of Rights. But, hey, that's nothing new, is it? We read about the asset forfeiture shit yesterday, the billions taken without even a goddamn charge. It is the procedural due process. It is the Bill of Rights. No matter how much other people do not want to talk about it because, man, everybody's got their little pet communism or fascism that they would like to see staying in place that the Bill of Rights would not allow. And they all know it. That's why they want to do a regression back into the Reagan years rather than remove the goddamn problem that's been here from the get-go. And that's why you don't hear him saying Bill of Rights. There is nobody who really understands this and really wants to correct it who wouldn't be saying Bill of Rights every day. It is the procedural due process in our people's Bill of Rights that is being attacked every day. That is what must be removed. Once it's removed, boy, the argument for taking your gun could just really come down to just another piece of property, couldn't it? And they've already shown through asset forfeiture, they can seize any goddamn thing they want. It's legal. We read it yesterday. It is legal for them to do it. They wrote it down on a piece of paper. Police seized the guns, and a chancery court judge committed Montana to a state hospital in Purvis, where he spent 10 days in March 2017. He was released without any medication. In December 2017, Montana went to police headquarters asking for his guns back and saying doctors had cleared him. Court documents reveal Broom believed Montana seemed okay and should be issued his guns. Maybe nobody was following him around. They don't do that in this country. Nobody be following you around like the FBI trying to set you up for a false flag shooting in a naval facility. Oh, wait a minute. We've had a couple of those, haven't we? Right? Maybe it's in one of these same naval facilities. We've had a couple of those, haven't we? Maybe, what am I saying? A conspiracy theory. I can't do that to you people. Anyway, this is bullshit. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And, man, get ready for anything and be ready for everything. And that is The Word from the Trenches.